Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to episode 70 of the Ricky Henderson Podcast, the greatest of all podcasts, GUAP. We are part of the Believe Network, and we got an A-lister on the show today, folks. Hello, Mike.
Give me an A!
Yeah, give me an A-lister.
It only took you 70 episodes to get one, huh?
Let's go.
You've had A-listers before, and you know what? This actually is good for us to do this because I've seen all of your other guests. I know about this podcast. I know about it.
I don't know. I can't believe we've been this long.
I know. I was on the borderline of feeling hurt. Now I'm feeling elated. So,
all right. I'm Alex Espinoza with my co-host Hal Gordon.
Hot dog.
And we've got Brody Brazil. He's been covering the A's since forever. He's now part of NBC Sports Bay Area. California.
Same thing.
Brody, how's it going, man? How you doing?
That's been a hard question for me to answer lately, to be honest with you. When people casually say that, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, well, real answer, not great right now. But I'll tell you, things are going great, guys. They're going great. They're not, though. They're really not.
Yeah. He's smiling. Well, I saw that clip that you put out of I kind of want to just jump into this Vegas A's news. You know, I think that's at the top of everybody's mind. I mean, the A's are playing the Astros right now as we speak on Sunday.
Oh, you didn't want to talk about actual baseball? Surprise.
What is it? Well, real quick, what is it? 10 in a row?
It's 10 in a row, and they're on a 131 loss pace right now. So there is that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And David Force felt compelled to speak yesterday. Just, you know. What do you guys think about his message? You know.
Well, I was just going to say this. Imagine this: him talking about the season and how they've struggled.
Yeah.
That's not even the big story. Like the historic pace they're on. Think about. I mean, as it should not be the biggest story. Yeah. If they don't exist in Oakland, that's the biggest story. I don't care if they could somehow lose 162 games. The bigger story is, you know, if there's no team, there's no record in 2025 in Oakland anyway, right? So, that's my take on it.
Yeah.
And you know, that's all we've been talking about basically too, is Nevada and the stadium. And, you know, if somehow you are just a fan of podcasts and not a fan of YouTube, and you've only been somehow just listening to our podcasts and not been watching Brody's explainers on YouTube, you need to get on that. Brody has an amazing YouTube channel where he, you know, some of the,
oh, wow. See? Bringing the production up.
Everyone loves it. Well, you know, some of the best ones have just been your breakdowns of the Las Vegas local news and all their interviews and what they think.
And I think it's important, right? Like, we have our perspectives, but I'm really trying to gauge and read, like, they're impacted by this heavily. I mean, it's their public money. It's their either willingness to go along with this, their desire, which I don't, we can talk about that later. Like, who's the champion of bringing them there? Is this more about the A's pushing themselves onto Las Vegas, or is this more about the A's saying, oh, we would really, really love to have this? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to see.
My feeling, and just from talking to some of the people in Nevada, is, you know, it's coming from the A's. You know, they've hired, from what I've heard, they've hired a lot of lobbyists. You know, a lot of lobbyists, and they're just, you know, it's, I get it. You know, if you're running a state, if you're running a city, a Major League Baseball team doesn't just, you know, doesn't just show up every day and say, hey, can we play here? So, you know, it makes sense that they'd be receptive. Alex and I have talked about this before. Like, I worry that the plan that they have for the A's, even though they've kind of pushed back, is not smart. It's not smart public finance. And, you know, it's just the thing that breaks me up inside is if what Dave Cavill has said in the media, you know, where he said, well, a big difference is that we think we can build faster in Las Vegas. It just kills me, because I know so many fans, and Brody, you know, even more fans, but I know so many fans who've given 55 years of fandom to the A's, and then everybody else who's given their entire lives of fandom, and they can't give Oakland an extra year or two to be able to build. It hurts.
It's 50 years of A's baseball right now on the hands, or in the hands, I should say, of about 63 Nevada lawmakers, right?
That's so right.
It literally comes down to that. And at this juncture, if public funding is approved, this all kind of feels like a wrap. I mean, the MLB vote seems pretty right. procedural at that point. So, yeah, you're right. No, it stings. And I got to be honest, you know, this is personal for me. This is professional for me. It's my work. I've woke up oftentimes in the last 6 weeks, really since April 19th. I mean, that's kind of the decisive date, but pretty much most mornings since then I wake up and it's kind of the first thing that I'm thinking about already. And every morning I wake up and it feels surreal, and it shouldn't, because this is not a surprise. And to your point earlier about the lobbyists, I mean, I will say this, you know, the A's got a lot done with the city of Oakland in terms of approvals and BCDC and an EIR and getting it to what Mayor Sheng Tao said was 90% of the way there. Like, the A's actually did get things accomplished in a hard way. What would make you think that they couldn't get it accomplished in Las Vegas either, if given enough time? It's kind of like a sports game. When you have a lead that's not really comfortable enough and you don't add on to it, you let the other team loiter in the game. Well, guess what? They caught up. Now they've got the lead. Now they've got the basketball with the shot clock off, and it's their shot to either make or miss, and that's going to be the end of the game.
Yeah, well, yeah, just that 10-day pressure, you know, that 10-day deadline essentially that they're running up against, I think is just and just these renderings seem dishonest. It just seems like they're kind of trying to scoot something underneath the door a little bit to me. And I thought it was interesting, that clip that you showed of, like, you guys are talking about, you know, does Nevada want this? Like, the Clark County Government Affairs Manager, Joanna Jacob, in that clip, like, her body language. So basically, if you guys haven't seen the clip that Brody amplified, it was...
Amplified. I love that. I love the way you put that. Yeah.
It was...
I pounced on that thing.
No, yeah. Senator... So the Senator Dina Neal, she's the senator for Clark County. She represents that district, I believe. She bluntly just said, you know, if you guys are operating in a structural deficit, and this is going to sound like a ding because it is, then why are you willing to bond or give up any of your money for a stadium? You knew that was coming because that's just dumb. It's rare to hear a senator just straight up call an idea dumb.
That should be on a shirt, by the way, for if last dive bar is listening. All they need to say is that's just dumb.
Brian's already printing it out right now.
I'm sure he is.
That's smart. I like that shirt. Smart.
Well, I mean, look, there's an early impression, like, that was a meeting about just overall finance that had nothing to do with SB 509 had nothing to do with that. And it was chosen to be brought up in that way to be obviously discussed and for her to make her point. Look, in Clark County, I'll tell you this, Clark County is, you know, the state seems okay to give their $195 million of transferable tax credits. Maybe the state is in a better spot to do that. Sony Pictures has also asked them for something similar to build movie studios, the transferable tax credits. But the bonds that Clark County is going to have to float, and where they've already been with the $750 million for building Allegiant Stadium with the Raiders, the hotel tax, which they had to go into reserves on twice, it's no surprise that Clark County feels a little bit on edge about, wait, we are in this too, for how much and in what way? And Clark County's going to have to get the bonds serviced and paid back over time. And
it's $120 million they're on the hook for, right?
That's right. Well, and plus some other incentives.
And then 25 for infrastructure or something.
Yeah. Right? And also the waived property tax, I believe, on the site, they say is also another $50 million value, which is not being included in any of the big numbers that we're seeing here. So I guess it just, I don't blame Clark County for being a little bit nervous. And going back to that statement from Governor Lombardo's office the other day, that quote from Clark County.
Yeah. Clark W. County.
Like, let me see if I have the right, I think I have the right sound effect for this. Who the f- is Clark County?
Yeah. And, you know, I want to too, just like explain, and Brody, you've spent so much time on this, so you can jump in and tell me where I'm wrong, but there's sort of a few different places where you'd worry if you were in Nevada. So like one place is just tax credits that Nevada is giving the A's. And now that Dave Cavill and the A's are going to say, and all their lobbyists are going to say, well, this is but for taxes, right? So,
right.
So this is money that is going to be generated on site. So, you know, not only are you thinking sales tax, but you're also thinking like, you know, the state payroll taxes on vendors, on the, you know, the people who work in the front office at the A's.
Income tax, alcohol tax, sales tax, a lot of different taxes. Yeah.
And so what they're going to say is that, like, listen, you are giving up that money, but that spending wouldn't occur if the A's don't move here. And economists have thought about this issue for a while, and they've pushed back on this because economists say people, you know, so people, for instance, on the alcohol tax, people have a certain leisure budget. They're only going to spend so much money on leisure. And the A's coming here means instead of, you know, buying a couple extra beers at a show or going to a couple extra, you know, or going to miniature golf with your family or something. Instead of that spending, you're going to go to the A's. And sure, that money is spent at a place that wouldn't exist if the A's don't go. But if the A's didn't come to Vegas, those people would have spent that money somewhere else where the taxes would have been collected. And that's sort of the same goes with the payroll taxes. A lot of the people who get a job there would have gotten jobs somewhere else and would have ended up paying those taxes.
Especially in Vegas, where there's so many opportunities for people to spend their money. It's almost like Vegas is like just collecting taxes. They would just do it anyways. You know?
Well,
they're just repaying themselves.
The argument for me about it wouldn't exist unless this is here, like that works for Howard Terminal because there's nothing going on at Howard Terminal. But like, the Tropicana Hotel at that corner, which is the busiest intersection, all one of them in the country, like there's already stuff going on at that intersection. So to say that you're going to boost it, and maybe you will, maybe 81 nights a year you will, but to what extent, Hal, to your point, like how much more than it already is busy? The other thing, I mean, we talk like, and I know from the economist side, you can go very deep in that. I can keep it simple. How about just 30,000 people, like I said, at the busiest intersection, definitely in Las Vegas, definitely in the state of Nevada, definitely in the West, on the West Coast, maybe even in the United States. That intersection, guys, has its own Wikipedia page.
It is a famous website. You know, people like, you know, people are, when people are creating, you know, YouTube videos about urban planning, they'll go to that intersection to show the 18 lanes of traffic that are already there. It's, you know, the Bally's guy was talking about, you know, and I grew up going to a stadium very different than the Coliseum. As a kid, I grew up going to Wrigley Field. There's no parking there. It's in a neighborhood. you park, you know, way. And as a little kid, I can remember just walking through neighborhoods in Chicago, you know, in these urban neighborhoods, and all of a sudden you turn one corner and all of a sudden you see the backside of the scoreboard. You know, there's a giant pennant on it that says, you know, welcome to Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs. And it's just, it's beautiful. But I don't think I would have as much fun doing that if it was August in Las Vegas.
Dude, I think it's another thing about the whole vision just doesn't seem realistic to me right now. And there's that deadline. You know, maybe if they had more time, they could map out something. But I'm just skeptical of the rendering. Somebody pointed out there's not even a scoreboard in these renderings. Actually, it's just a screen of picture of Tony Kemp. You know, it's so the idea right now just kind of seems half baked to me right now. And the fact that it's getting pushed through legislation is wild to me. I think that's one thing, but I know things kind of green light in Vegas. They're probably more, it's just more about the money right now than they'll figure out the A's will have the project. But I just think if the public wants to get an idea of it, there should be more time. But
well, let me say this, Alex, one thing about the Howard Terminal renderings, I don't know if all of them or some of them or just one of them didn't feature bullpens anywhere at the stadium. Like people freaked out. They're like, wait, is this a new thing? Are they underground or what? Like, no, like the person who drew these doesn't really know baseball. They know architecture. So I agree about, like, if there's not a scoreboard or if there's not this or that, I'll give those passes. Right. Yeah. But to literally depict a 35-acre site and your retractable roof stadium takes up what looks to be half of those 35 acres, which would be about 17 or 18. And in reality, it's only 9, and there's not a single retractable roof ballpark in Major League Baseball right now that only sits on 9 acres.
Yeah,
to your point about deception, and the word misleading could also be used. I feel like that's more of a stronger word. It's dangerous. I mean, there's misleading things, but it's deceptive at the very least because of the size it takes up. Also because of the fact that it's not going to have that strip view. Soo Kim, who was referenced earlier, is the chairperson of Bally's. He did a great interview with Fox 5 down there in Las Vegas talking about what their vision is and what they're going to do. They're going to build multiple high-rise towers of hotel rooms, and they're going to have views inside the stadium. It's all going to block the view out in center field that is so eloquently depicted in the rendering. So to have the size of the stadium be like it is, to not showcase everything else. Look, when we saw Howard Terminal renderings, we saw buildings that were not even planned to be built for like another 5 or 10 years after the stadium was. You saw the whole shebang all at once.
But that's like in 2045 kind of
right or something. Well, right? But to see this and to have it come out on the you know, we knew these renderings existed. And my theory now in reverse is that these renderings might be 6 months or a year old. They've had these in the can. They've known that they were going to have some agreement with Bally's. Little did they know, Bally's is like, hey, can you do it on 9 acres? And they're like, okay, sure. And then the rendering doesn't depict what Bally's is going to do, how big the stadium is. So maybe in their defense, maybe that's what it is. But releasing these and showing people, this is okay. I think you guys might like this. Johnny Gomes and I were talking about this yesterday. It's almost like showing you my profile picture first, which is all touched up and all airbrushed, and my chin is out of proportion, and then you see my ugly face in person. You're like, is that even the same dude? Like, that's kind of what's going
matching
on.
Matching up the phone to the face. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Brody on radio. I think he's more of a radio guy.
Yeah. I'm going to be YouTube's Brody Brazil pretty soon. Like, you know, it might go that way.
Yeah. So let me ask you one more thing, Brody. You alluded to this with the Raiders, where Clark County, not only did they have to add a new tax, so they added a new tax. But that money didn't come in right away for them to build Allegiant. So
it's on hotel rooms, right? So it wasn't even, they thought that, okay, well, people coming to visit, which we have a plentiful amount of, that's not going to, and it's 0.88%. So that's really not going to break their bank. But reality, people love Allegiant Stadium. They just didn't like in reverse the process of how the $750 got paid for.
Right. So because that $750 was coming from this tax, what people often do is what Clark County did was they issued bonds, right? So they got all the money up front, and then they're using that tax to pay off the bonds. So what happened when COVID happened was they weren't collecting any money in the hotel rooms. So they were then on the hook to pay back those bonds. And when that happens, then they had to think, are we going to have to raise taxes?
It happened twice. They dipped into reserves twice, by the way.
And so, I mean, you know, I get that. That's COVID. Like, it's hard to imagine. I mean, God forbid that
Please,
happens again.
Not again.
But it's going to be, so their plan for the A's is different. Instead of relying to pay back bonds, instead of relying on the hotels, they're relying on that tax district that's mm-hmm. just on the A's stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So Brody, what happens if, like, you know, okay, I'm sure that the first few years that they're there, they're going to sell out tons of games. Everyone's going to be excited about a new team. But let's just imagine, and I know this seems crazy, but like 7-8 years from now, John Fisher somehow, you know, decides that he's not going to spend all the money to put a winner on the field. And, you know, people start getting tired of walking 2 miles in the middle of August to see a game. What happens to those bonds when that happens?
Oh, wait, did I do that? No, you make an excellent point. And I think that they're also kind of in this, they're in this trapped corner where they have to draw like 30,000 for every game.
Yep.
Right. So they have to draw what they're saying is they're promising 2.5 million visitors per game. Now,
which
there's another way to get
up.
No, I mean, you have to sell out 81 plus times preseason, postseason, yep, a year to get to that number. You could also make it up on other different events, I suppose, but you need to have either sellout games or a large number of other events at stadiums. And people on Twitter and my YouTube say comments, well, every stadium has other events. No, but not to this level and not to this frequency and to the point where you don't want a concert on your baseball field in the middle of the season, but you might need to have whoever, name your favorite band, come in there and play in July during the All-Star break. That might need to happen so you sell enough tickets and have enough people on your property. And the math, just to me, it's very difficult math to say that if you really need that it could actually add up like year after year. And look, the spending springs up another topic, you know, the ballpark costing $1.5 billion. I've also done the math that it's about $1.25 billion in incentives to build this ballpark, from free land, from the $175 million from GLPI, from the waived relocation fee, from the $380 million of public funding. Like, there's a lot of things you're getting back for putting in $1.5. But $1.5 is a huge investment. I will never see that amount of money, I don't think, in my bank account. But the bigger expense for the A's is going to be keeping their team competitive over time to get to those numbers of attendance and to get to those, you know, those ticket levels and attendance levels. Because right now they're coming into a brand new house with literally no furniture. They're going to have to pay for all that new furniture. But going back to that difficult corner, you have to draw 30,000. You can't draw much less. But also, let's say the Yankees come into town. That might be a game and a night where you could draw 50 if you wanted to. And you could make up for all those other nights where your attendance was low. Now, because you've set the bar at 30, you can't get to 47,000. You can't do a lot of things. It's hard to make up the attendance figures. Like the Coliseum, yeah, sure, it's going to be empty a bunch. But when they need to pack it and make the dough for that big series, you could hypothetically do it. Obviously, a lot tougher here.
I'll say this too. When we were talking about sort of similar things with Howard Terminal, you know, a lot of that money was not dependent. Well, I guess it was dependent on the A's actually doing the development at Howard Terminal.
Right.
But it wasn't dependent on the A's being competitive. It was dependent on things like the A's being able to build and then sell those condos, the
Correct.
A's being to develop that land. And frankly, you know, if you're a land developer, oops, sorry, I blocked my camera. If you're a land developer in Northern California, it's a lot harder to screw that up than it is to, you know, be able to afford a 90 win team every year. So it's just, if I was Nevada, I'd be nervous about this one. It seems better because you're not creating any new taxes, but it means that you're putting your Clark County's like credit is in the hands of one John Fisher. And you know, it's risky. Even, you know, even any team, that's risky.
Well, they're not even coming in on stable footing. Like, even if they were in such a really wealthy spot or really stable spot. And you're like, well, they want to take, it's Vegas, let them take a risk. But like you said, they're already operating in structured debt and now going to take this on too. And maybe the Sony thing too, like, okay.
And they don't really have like the Raiders, they had the benefit of, they had the backing of Sheldon Adelson. Like they had, they had a power broker, like somebody who like with a lot of weight in Vegas, kind of, you know, ushering them through this process or, you know, helping them out. And now I don't know if they have that ally in Las Vegas from what I can gather. And I wrote this article too, like a few days ago about, I think it's interesting. They publicly said they would come up with $5.8 billion in private investment, I think, you know, for the whole Howard Terminal project and everything. And now that the fact that they can't come up with $1.5 billion, it's like, do they just have way more backing back here? Like, you know, do they have investors here they don't have in Vegas? Like, it just doesn't, the fact that they can't get the $1.5 billion without aid is just kind of weird to me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, in reverse, and also, you know, to your point about the project at hand now versus what was initially presented, you know, 2018, 19. I mean, it's not even a development now. Like right now, it's strictly a ballpark and it's not all of the ancillary stuff. I think that's a frustration factor, right? For people here in Oakland, they say, wait, it had to be something so specific. It had to be a property and a real estate. And now it's 9 acres. I just did the math this morning. You could fit 6 new Las Vegas ballparks on the 54 acres of Howard Terminal.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. 6 new Vegas ballparks on Howard. People said, oh, Howard Terminal is too small. You can't do that there. Oh, well, you could put six ballparks there, apparently.
I just want to see a real plan, you know, like what are they really going to be able to offer the fans there in Vegas?
Cause I think guys, the hard part is this, if all of this were squared away with numbers and pictures and language that makes you go, oh my gosh, this is like a done deal and this all makes sense to them. And what I'm not the type to sit here. I do not like having to counter everything that exists. I really don't like, I don't take joy in like, oh, that's wrong or that, or the whole, you know, I'm big on the 9 acre thing. Like, just nobody else has done it. Prove to me that you can. There's a reason it's never happened before. But there have been so many things here in this process that come out and they literally take one step forward in the A's process of finding a new forever home, but then it takes 3 steps sideways. And you're like, what? What are we doing all the way out here? Even like switching sites at first. What? And then you find out from Sue Kim, the Bally's chairperson, that even after they secured the Red Rock or the Wild Wild West site, they were still talking to Bally's. And maybe while they secured Bally's, they were still talking to somebody else.
Yeah, well, that's what Casey said, right? It's like after the Tropicana lot was announced, they were still checking out another site.
And all these things are like one step forward and then 3 steps to the right or left. And you're like, why are all these holes left out here for people like us to then decipher and try and put together the pieces? It just, a lot of things don't formulate. They're, I would say slam dunks, wrong sport. They're not home runs, you know, they're doubles and triples, and you know, a home run would seal the deal, but that just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. And so I want to sort of talk about what A's fans can do. So there are 3 sort of things in my mind here. So, and Brody, I'm sure you have some other ideas too, but one of them is this group called Battleborn Progress that is sort of a progressive political action group in Nevada. They're run by Nevadans. They don't know much about the A's, but they've learned some in the last couple of weeks. They are buying digital ads to get people to call their politicians in Nevada. And so you can, I've tweeted out their link a couple times. It's Battleborn Progress. You can find them on Twitter. I'm sure that you can find them on some other things, but we'll make sure to have the pod tweet out that link again. But people have, they've told me that they've gotten thousands of dollars of donations from A's fans for these ads. And, you know, even better, if you know people in Nevada, you know, you need to call them today and tell them to call their own representatives you know, today and get them to know about this, to know that they don't want it. The second thing, which has just blown me away, is that for our June 13th reverse boycott, the 68s have been working with Oaklandish to, I got one of my Cell t-shirts.
early edition.
We're doing, this is like, you know, you heard about a stadium giveaway. This is going to be a stadium giveaway that's funded and run by the fans outside the stadium. So they are printing as many shirts as they can. I just talked to the 68s. They have over $13,000 have been donated so far for these t-shirts. That's going to be thousands of shirts. Oaklandish can't believe it. They were like, you know, we were talking to Oaklandish. They were like, yeah, you know, you can get some money and we'll print some more. You know, they're donating a ton of shirts. They can't believe it. So we're doing that. And that's going to be a special night. It's going to be so much fun to see everybody cheering together, you know, tons of people in that shirt, everyone working together. But sort of the last thing, and I still don't know, and I don't know if anybody knows when the bill is going to start going to committee in Carson. It might be Monday.
Monday at 4 o'clock.
It's going to be 4 o'clock on Monday.
Yep. As we record this, tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Yep.
Okay. Great. Yep. Great. So I don't know if there's public comment that people can join. I don't know if we can go to Carson, but I'm going to try.
You would do that, Hal? I bet you would do that.
I drive public comment for 2 minutes, especially knowing that I know that the ace, you know, that those decision makers are going to be listening to that committee. I would drive 4 hours. So we'll figure it out. But yeah, there may be opportunities to call in to make comment. There may be other opportunities the next week when it goes to the assembly. I mean, who knows? It might get shut down by the Senate. But if you're paying attention, this is the week to pay attention, basically.
I was going to make that point next. I mean, you brought up a date in June, and I think the biggest one, I mean, it's the 5th. You know, that's when the legislative session is supposed to, the regular session is supposed to end. There's also this, guys. I mean, we're all kind of obviously unfamiliar with Nevada legislature. We've never been.
We're experts now, guys.
Yeah. I know the whole squad's name. But there's also a huge disagreement right now between Democrats and Republicans on the state budget at all. And if that cannot be passed, Nicole Cannizzaro, who's the assembly leader and a Democrat facing the Republican governor, saying that if we can't pass, or if you veto the state budget, we're not going to handle anything else in the special session that you would need, including the A's. So, I mean, there's already, I'm not in for political back and forth like that. They exist and they're not my entertainment source here in 2023. Yep. But if that happens here, obviously that would play into some important plans. But yeah, there's just this next week, I'm telling you, so critical. And whether it seems like everybody's trying to get this thing resolved by this week. That sounds like the motivation. So the answer that we've been hoping for one way or another, or some type of resolve, might actually be the case, whether we want it or not.
So, you know, honestly, I still haven't heard. Yeah, I still don't know when the time, you know, if it's, maybe it's Monday at 4 o'clock. I don't know when, you know, there's an opportunity to sound in, you know, if it's just as much as, you know, A's fans calling in and saying like, hey, we've been dealing with these guys for a while, and these would maybe not be the guys that I would pick to tie my county's fiscal health to, or, you know, if it's just people who want to, you know, just say like, hey, don't, you know, giving all this money to billionaires is something that sort of nonpartisan academics have said is not a great idea. You know, we'll try and figure it out, but stay tuned. It may be, you know, this podcast, I don't know when, Alex, if we're being able to put it out tonight, but.
Oh yeah, we're doing it tonight, man.
We're going to put it out tonight. And,
What you got, Brody?
Well, it's not the hold your horses, but
I was like, oh, it looks like an official document or something.
I've got a look on my face, don't I? No, Hal was asking for ways to be involved. And on this document, which I only read the time and the location of physically where it's, if you want to go to room 4100, Hal, that's where it's going to be tomorrow at 4. But there are phone numbers on here. There are a couple links, I think, to watch. Look, I'm going to live stream the you-know-what out of this on my YouTube channel. So if you can't find the legislators channel, you could find my channel. I'll be streaming this. But you can call in. Obviously, if you're a Nevada resident, which maybe nobody is watching this right now, there's also ways for them to make their public comment. But yeah, I will. Jacqueline Schultz texted me this earlier from... Great. From Channel 5 in Las Vegas. So I have this info. I'll make sure everybody sees it by tomorrow when it's time.
Awesome. Great, great. Awesome. Yeah, and if you're listening to this, please call in and and pick from one of the many reasons we just stated, or your own reason why you think Nevada shouldn't do this. But
yeah, thanks
help for... us out.
I was going to say.
Help us out and call in if you can.
I was just saying my closing thought, like, I know we got to get Brody out of here. Thanks to Brody, he literally walked upstairs from the pregame show and hopped on here, so
no problem.
Hal drove down from the hills from Merritt College. He's at the Oakland Soul game, so we're making it
first
happen.
First kick in 9 minutes.
Yeah, so. But I was just gonna say, like, I just
isn't it kickoff? Isn't it kickoff? Not first kick. What do you think?
I'm in a sport,
buddy.
Yeah, but I'm just going to say, I think June 13th has the potential. Like, if this somehow doesn't go through in Nevada, June 13th could be an epic night for Oakland baseball. Like, if they somehow won that game, if, like, the worst team in baseball somehow beat the best team in baseball, everybody's wearing those shirts, like, that would be, like, a 30 for 30. That would be epic. Like, I don't know. It would be really – so if it doesn't go through, but, you know, hold on to that slim bit of hope, you know.
So. I think, like, man, if you wanted to make a sports documentary – this would be the time, you know. Just what a bizarre season this is. Just so strange.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, Brody. Really appreciate it. Hal, thank you, guys.
All right, tomorrow, Monday, 4 p.m. You know, I gotta look at my schedule when I get home tonight. see if it makes sense to drive to Carson. But if it does, it does. If it doesn't, I'm gonna be on the phone. You're gonna be on the phone. You, the listener, you're gonna be on the phone calling them. It doesn't matter if you don't think that you have anything to share. You do have something to share tomorrow. This is binding vote season, baby. This is it.
I think you're trying to unbind the vote.
Unbind.
Actually, is what you're trying
unbind.
To do.
Unbind. That's right. Okay. Thank you so much, Brody, for Absolutely. Not only for joining us, but for everything you've done for our community and for keeping us informed. And
everything, dude. For my pleasure, all your A's coverage over the years, man. Thank you, man.
Really is my pleasure, guys. I appreciate the time.
Look around, you can find cars like these on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.